Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Pulp made from wheat straw is commonly used in countries like China and Turkey, where trees are in short supply. With the growing push for environmentally sustainable products, pulp and paper manufacturers in North America are also interested in wheat straw. Over the last decade, Wade Shute and his colleagues at the Alberta Research Council have been looking at how wheat straw pulp could meet our market demands for brightness and strength.
In China, they will cook wheat straw to a higher yield, so they will remove less of the lignin. As a result, they will bleach to a lower brightness. The lower brightness and the higher yield basically saves them money, but it's more than enough to achieve the paper objectives that they have there. In North America, we seem to have this fascination with ultra-high-bright, ultra-white, ultra-pure printing and writing papers, and that necessitates that you cook to a much, much lower yield. It also implies that you use a lot more bleach. So the straw pulp that's produced in China right now, they just cook it a little bit differently and they bleach it a little bit differently.
According to Wade Shute, ARC's pilot plant is now processing a wheat straw pulp that could meet the high standards of North American pulp and paper makers. Thanks today to the Alberta Research Council. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.